Hello and welcome to another edition of Matamon. We are about to finish the Malarine Valley area, and we're going to get to the town where our next stadium is. And so that's what we're doing
Matamon
in this next area.
Please wait.
This next area of Malarine Valley has the same Matamon as we're in the first part of the valley, so this is a good place to grind up and train and heal in that bed. If you want to heal in the bed in this house, you can do that. But we're not going to, because we don't need to. So I'm going to get through this area, and there's a bunch of items, like 10 items laying around this area. So first you're going to go all the way west, and then north, and then west, go in this gravel fall on the west wall. You'll get to a corner,
obtained 1,000
press gold. Enter, go up a square.
Jeff found a level of herb. Jeff stored the level of herb in the
You'll find what should be your 15th level of herb, and some gold, go up one.
Obtained 900 gold.
Find some gold, go up again,
1,000 gold.
And find 1,000 gold. So that's what's along that area. If you go north and a little east, you will find a pool of water that has
Jeff found
a medical miracle in it. Leave that. It's just a pool of water sitting there on the ground. Now we're back where this door was. That's if you come out of that pool of water going south, that's where you'll land. We're going to go east into another gravel area. And then we're going to kind of go south along it, and then we'll kind of zigzag south. It's a big gravel area. And you will find
Jeff found a magic potion.
So we're at the very end of this gravel area. And we're going to go north at the very east corner. There's some water. Ignore it for now. That's where we're going to come back to. You're going to go west into this kind of narrowish pathway and go north when it opens. And go west, all the way west, and find this altar encounter down. There's also a chest down here. This area, kind of. We're going along the south wall, but we're kind of listening. There it is.
Jeff found an altar
encounter. Has an altar encounter down. You may miss it if you're going right along that south wall, but that's really is where you want to be. But this is that narrow pathway again. There's where those potions were. We're gonna go up and into this water. You may have heard something as we were coming down, getting that altar encounter down. You're correct. It's gold. This is a dead end, which is fine, because we just got the gold, so we're going to go east again. We were going west toward that gold, by the way. We're going to go east, and then we're going to go north through this gap. And west. And then north again. Then west onto some grass. So basically, those items are kind of in the eastern corner area, and they should be fairly easy to find. You can pick them up in whatever order you want, but if you want to get the magic potion last, you can do that. Just don't go through that little narrow pathway to the east. Just stay along the north wall, and you'll find that altar encounter down, and then go all the way down and go to that chest, and you should find it. So we're going north in this gravel, and then we're still going north. The wall kind of zigzags a little bit. And we're still going north, and it's a long way north. And now we're into like some mud or water, I don't know. More stupid water. I hate that. The water is so pointless to me. I just don't understand it. Okay, go west out of that water and go all the way south. And on on the southwest corner.
Jeff found a max UP restorative.
You'll grab your final max UP restorative, and you'll go north.
Verlorine Ruins. The first.
And you'll find Verlorine Ruins. And what happened is this is the town where our next stadium is, but Octris beat us to it. So we're in basically an area with some flames that will hurt your Manamon. Where there's some people that say nothing useful, but straight ahead of the entrance is one of those healing machines. The only person that is useful is this person.
Oh, hello. The woman said, Jeff, is it? Bet you.
In the northeast corner. And what you'll find. Oh, shit. I stepped in the fire. Oops. Kind of northeast corner, but there's a big flame pit ahead of her, so don't step in there. Don't do that. Going back to the machine. Where's that damn? There it is. Whoops. So, basically, north of the machine, there she is. Now, you'll find that she is the next. She's the stadium leader. And she is, I don't know, hanging out in this city and trying to help some people. This is your seventh stadium. Remember, we didn't get the sixth key because, you know, it exploded, kind of. So, we now have the chance to get that other stadium key. So, it's just kind of awkwardly placed, but there it is. I don't know. It would have been kind of cool to actually have a city with some stuff in it, but oh well. This stadium is the multi-type stadium. There are four things in here. There's a Grizzlord, which is the standard type. The Beren traded gets a Grizzlord. There's a Simulon that I believe has an aqua suit so that he takes less damage from water. There is a Snowmino, which is that ghost ice type thing. And then there is a Froggirl, I believe. So we've seen all of them but Grizzlord. For some reason, Grizzlord knows Berserk Branch. I don't know why. But we're going to go ahead and take her on. I've never found her that difficult, but she does have a couple herbs and a medical miracle she can use. So just be aware of that if you don't hit her on the first hit.
Are you ready? Yes. Right then, Jeff.
So here we go.
Stadium leader Gene has challenged you to a battle.
We don't get the cool stadium music. We just get this sad music, which is fine.
Foe Grizzlord use Berserk Branch.
Yeah, and for some reason, he loves to use Berserk Branch. I don't understand that.
Panderbit has dealt
100 damage. I really don't.
Foe Grizzlord. Foe Grizzlord use Berserk Branch.
I just. Has dealt yeah, I don't get that. I don't understand it.
Panderbit used Earthquake.
I really don't.
108 damage to Foe Grizzlord. Foe Grizzlord has been defeated. Stadium leader Gene is about to summon Simulant. Select the Manamon to use.
Now this one is Andrew. Supposed to take less damage from water types, but it should be okay. We're okay. We got the Marine Cannon, which gives us some strength boost, so.
Fontazor used Drench. Fontazor has dealt 159 damage.
Just take her down. It's not a big deal.
Decide. Stadium leader Gene is about to summon Snowmino. No.
I've never found her difficult.
No. Gene sent out a Snowmino.
At all.
Foe Snowmino used Sing. The attack missed.
Oh, good. Missed.
Fontazor
yeah.
used Drench. Fontazor has dealt 343 damage to Foe Snowmino. Foe Snowmino has been defeated.
So that's probably the greatest, the most difficult one in here, because he knows a bunch of different spells that kind of hit hard, but he's not that hard to get.
Froggirl.
Sure.
Gene sent out a Froggirl. Foe Froggirl used Power Surge. Froggirl has dealt 17 damage to June Ankle. Choose a Berserk Brand. June
Ankle
used
Power Surge doesn't really affect me as a plant type all that
damage
much.
To Foe Froggirl. Foe Froggirl has been defeated. Stadium leader Gene defeated. I really miss my stadium.
Well,
obtained
that's
2,784 gold. That was absolutely excellent coordination. Gene, I can't thank you enough for giving. Here.
Sure. Give me
Jeff received
key.
An elemental key. Jeff stored the
elemental
key in his other item's pocket. And let me also award you with this. Jeff received an elemental crown. Jeff
the elemental crown is kind of cool.
A man with a large
okay, battle. This guy is approaching us. Somehow he knew we would be here.
Dear
he just
big brother, I don't
happened
really
to find us.
Oh, dear.
And the stadium leader has left you. She just abandoned you right there in the middle of the walkway.
Items, what ultra incapacitated status, equipment, class
let's see what the elemental crown does, lightning I can't log, remember elemental what it does.
The user suffers 10% less damage from flame, water, plant, and electric type attacks.
Okay, so it lowers your... It lowers damage from plant and stuff like that by 10%, which, you know, it could be decently effective, depending on what type you are.
Select an option.
So what we learned from that letter is that Melanie, our sister, has been kidnapped, and she is in a place that we have to go, or she is going to die. So, let's go and get her.
Equipment, other items, amplify key.
We're not going to go get her today, actually. We're going to probably stop here in a minute.
Select the action you wish to perform.
I'll show you how to get there.
Verlory, Opal Bay.
Paladin Point, Opal Bay. I'm going to go to Opal Bay real quick. And let's... Because I'm going to go to a market real quick and sell some stuff.
Opal Bay.
Let's kind of go over... Let's go over this Shadow Kingdom, is what it's called, a little bit. If you want to do this in one hit, then you need to have your team ready. Your team should be at least level 55, I would say, because there's the you're going to fight Erodium here pretty soon. He's at level 50, and he has killer health. You need to have a magic and or an ice type. We have them both, as you know. Earth type is also good, but it's not as effective as those other two. So our earth, ice, and magic types, our Teruffalo, Deceased, and our Panderbit in this case, are going to be our key features in this next with that boss. You, especially if you haven't played the game and you don't know how to navigate all the mazes and stuff, I would bring, you know, 15, 20 herbs. I would bring, you know, 10, 15 revives. I'd bring 10, 15 medical miracles and total cures. You can also go to Brightwater City and get some Daedalus dust if you think you're going to be leaving. But remember, if you leave, you have to walk through the rooms again. And some of the traps, like electric and laser and the guards and the flames and stuff, they don't turn off once you've gone through them. There's a timed room, and it will not be timed if you go through again, but the other things don't turn off. So if you're going to leave, then you're going to have to go back through them again. There is a guy way later in this dungeon area that you can buy herbs and other things from that will let you, you know, do healing and stuff. There are also some healing machines in here, but if you're going to end up getting lost, you might want some healing stuff. That's kind of the prep. I tend to find that I'm okay. I will see how much I have now, and then we'll go from there. But if you navigate the mazes kind of the way that I'm telling you to do it, and Jade does a really good job in his guide with this as well, if you want to actually see it written, you should be okay. But if you haven't played the game and you don't know what's ahead, then yeah, bring some healing stuff, or plan on leaving. Some people will leave and revamp their teams for the Erodium fight, but we've been training for this. We're anticipating, and of course, we didn't know we should be anticipating like when the game started. People wouldn't know that, but that's kind of one of the reasons I did this game, was to demonstrate the mazes and then demonstrate the best strategy that I know of how to beat the Erodium, which we will do. Very rarely have I had to fight him twice, but there have been a time or two when I have, but I kind of know how to do it so that I don't have to fight him twice. So let's see.
Select an
let's see
select an
what
option.
We have in our inventory.
Pocket equipment status revive 20.
We have 20 revives. We're good on revives.
Total pure 26.
We're good on total cures too.
Strong herb, 12. Level up herb, 15.
Okay, max I'm gonna restored. Use those eight. Actually.
Full revive, 8. Mighty herb, 11.
Yeah, we're good on herbs too. We've got like 20 herbs. We're good.
UP restored. 4. Master herb, 5. Medical miracle, 15.
Medical miracle, yeah, we're good there.
Master herb, 5.
We have the master herbs too. Medical, we can use them if we need to. Okay.
Select an option.
Do I have any Daedalus dust? Let me just,
ultra encounter
I think
down.
I do.
Giganet, Daedalus dust,
yeah,
5.
I do, okay. So, I'm gonna go in here and just sell a couple things.
Hi there. Sell items. Daedalus dot Giganet. Ultra encounter. Golden metal.
I'm gonna
one. Magic
sell
potion.
This
three.
Magic item. Potion.
Three. Items. Demand it. One. Aura potion. One.
Sell
items. Cancel.
That.
Status. Cancel. Elemental crown.
And
other items. Pocket
that's
content.
All I'm gonna sell for now. Oh, and I usually when I get to the Erodium fight, I use my life tonics, and I make sure everybody has enough training points. So
select an option.
I wait
party.
And do that. I wait and do that, and I wait and use the level up herbs when I until I get to, till I get there, till I get to the Erodium fight. Now, of course, I have like over 100 level up herbs, that my Manamon that I've trained that I've traded are holding. I usually save those for post game because post game, like I said, has those stadiums where the creatures are like 85 and 90. There's no way your team's getting leveled up that way naturally in this game.
Inventory.
So.
Inventory. Other items. Step. Items. Cancel. Demand. Gold. Ultra. Giganet. Daedalus. Life tonic.
Yep.
Six.
We have our life tonic. Let's train.
Select an option. View your party. Swap. Train.
Swap.
June.
Let's put him in lead.
Select. Train. Select the even. Health was assigned 5 training. Health has increased by 1.
We're going to just do our training.
Select even. Health was assigned 6 training. Health. Select. Select even. Health was assigned 4 training.
I would love to know how the training points like show up and stuff. I just don't really understand it.
Select. Health was assigned 4 training.
It's probably some kind of algorithm.
Select the Select even. Health was assigned 1 training.
Now this, when you use the life tonics, you'll see just how much training points we don't have because of the experience stuff.
Items, status, equip other items.
Okay, let's go. Now remember, way back, there was a guy who in Oriander Park that was kind of standing there, and he said he was a Shadow Warrior, and like, hey, go steal some Manamon for me. Well, turns out that he is blocking the area to where Melanie is. So we have to get through him first. Here he is. Get in the park, go east, and then go south, and you will find him.
Well, hello there, Jeff. We've been expecting you.
Have you?
Shadow Warrior
You've
Hyperblin has challenged
me
to a battle. Hyperblin sent out an Oristar.
I've been expecting you, my friend.
Go, Fontazor. Foe Oristar used Meteor Rush. Foe Oristar has dealt 51 damage to Fontazor. 2. Aqua. Fontazor used Aqua Zap. Fontazor has dealt 154 damage to Foe Oristar. Foe Oristar has been defeated. Panderbit has increased to level 58. Skiriel. Shadow Warrior Hyperblin is about to summon Materia.
Materia, okay. Terra so we're going to use our Terrafalo, and we're going to.
Hyperblin sent out a Materia. 2. Quake. Terrafalo used Quake.
Yeah, baby. Terrafalo
has dealt 135 damage to Foe Materia. Materia has been defeated. Shadow Warrior Hyperblin defeated. Oh yeah, don't hurt me.
Obtained oh, I'm gonna hurt you.
Wand gold. Look. Ouch.
Ooh, I punched him
me.
In the face. Wow. Okay, so he moves, and there's a narrow pathway here. And you'll find a manhole cover that goes down to
Shadow Kingdom.
Shadow Kingdom.
On X save.
Save your game.
Select an option. Party. Do your Japan.
And get ready, my
friends.
Alright, I'm gonna keep going. I had kind of wanted to start Shadow Kingdom on a new episode, but this dungeon's gonna take us a while, so I'm gonna keep going. This part, I think, is the hardest part of this entire dungeon area, this first floor. So sometimes I end up using a Daedalus Dust and leaving and healing. And you're about to see why. If you go east of the ladder and south, you'll hear a teleport. You'll also hear an electric thing that whizzing by. That will take half of your Manamon's health if it hits you, like those panels in the stadium. So wait for it to go, and then go through. That panel is a slow electric trap. Okay? You will find west of you the teleport to get out of here. What we're looking for in this room is a box. And it's kind of southeast-ish. There are two switches in here, too. This one to the west doesn't do anything. I don't know why it's here. It's fake. This one to the east is where you're going to get your box onto. When you do that, you will immediately be jumped by somebody. Somehow. So take this box and move it all the way north. Get on its west side and move it all the way east and...
An intruder. Here. This could spell the end for the Shadow Warriors. Shadow Warrior Aragol has challenged you to a battle. Aragol sent out a Morghul. Go, Pandermit.
Morghul.
Foe Morghul used Clobber. Foe Morghul has dealt 66 damage to Pandermit. So choose an Earth Spirit Force.
Pandermit. These guys are tough down here. They are.
Has dealt 147 damage to Foe Morghul.
Foe
Morghul used Black Bite.
They're tough.
Foe Morghul has dealt 48 damage to Pandermit. Pandermit used Spirit
and,
Force.
There's no room for error.
38 damage to Foe Morghul.
That's for sure.
Shadow Warrior Aragol is about to summon Cornita. Select, decide, go, decide.
This is why I said you're going to want to bring some herbs, Cornita. Because healing isn't always convenient down here.
Frigid touch.
So, but we have enough herbs to get us through. We're going
to
be okay. But if you are only using the herbs that you found and not buying anything, you're going to be screwed. Okay. Let's see, I need my Pandermit healed, because we had a Dormanoid coming up. So let's
other items,
use...
Item, status, cancel. Might full maxi, level, total, strong herb, 12.
And heal him
Pandermit
up.
Pandermit swallowed a strong herb, healing 100 health.
In this situation with these traps and stuff, put somebody in the lead that you're not really going to use, because then you don't have to worry about healing the guy that you're actually going to be using. So go out of this area, go west, and then out of this area, there's the teleport.
Shadow Kingdom.
Go north to get safe. You'll hear the ladder on your left that gets out of here. We're going to go east. Now, line up with this teleport. Get as close as you can get to where it's like one square behind the electric thing. Notice how this one's going faster? Go. Now you're going to hear electric to your left everywhere in here. Oh shit. Crap. See? Now, the nice thing is, you have some room to move. Get to that box, get on its right side, and push it all the way east. Try and see if you can time it to get past the traps. There's one trap.
Select, decide,
I'm gonna save my game.
Save. Game saved.
Go.
Not all of the warriors know you're actually supposed to be here, Jeff. Oh, but I know. I wonder if they've started hurting her yet. Shadow Warrior Gurgle has challenged you to a battle.
Sometimes, I'll use a Daedalus Dust to get out of this stupid room, because then I don't have to deal with trying to go
choose a move.
West and getting hit by these stupid electric things. But I don't. You don't have to do that, but I like to do that, because it's just easier that way. But there are no more tamers until you hit another machine for healing, but there are plenty of traps ahead of you.
Shadow Warrior Virgil is about to summon Dormino. Select
keep that in
mind. Pandervit, let's go, Pandervit.
Okay.
Virgil sent out a Dorminoid. Fodorminoid used Black Bite. Fodorminoid has dealt 78 damage to Pandervit. Two, Earth Spirit. Pandervit used Spirit Force. Pandervit has dealt
89
damage to Fodorminoid. Fodorminoid has been defeated. Shadow Warrior Virgil defeated. Defeating me won't help your little sissy, now will it? Obtain 794.
It might. Alright. I would use a Daedalus Dust. You don't have to, though.
Shadow Kingdom.
There's that ladder. Now, there are 3 teleports available to you. One of them has just kind of opened up.
Shadow Kingdom.
Crap. That's what I mean, though. It's kind of south of you, but we're going to be okay. Yeah, we're going to be okay. Just trust me. Go east, and you're going to hit those 3 electric traps. I could have timed it better, but I know that there's a machine coming up that I can use, so... just either take your marks or, time it better. It's up to you. I will, in fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cancel this and I'm going to show you how to do it better than what I just did. Oh, crap. I don't know why I just launched the wrong program. But, okay. So, I'm going to start back at that battle with that guy in the other room with the Gopurdo and Dorminoid.
Please wait.
Because I'm going to show you how to hit those traps better, so that you don't have to. You can kind of listen to how you time it and stuff. But that's what I mean about being healing. So here we go.
Party. You decide. Not all of the warriors know you're actually supposed to be here, Jeff. Oh, but I know. I wonder if they've started hurting her yet.
I wonder.
Shadow Warrior Virgil has challenged me to a battle. Virgil sent out a Gopurdo. Go, decides. Select an action. Decides to use Frigid Touch. Decides has dealt 248 damage to Fogopurdo.
Okay.
Gopurdo has been defeated. June Ankle now has 4 traits. Pandur, Skiriel, Fauntism. Shadow Warrior Virgil is about to summon Dorman. Select the man. Kent, Faunt, Skiriel, Pandur. Go, Pandur. Virgil sent out a Dorminoid. Fodorminoid used Black Bite. Fodorminoid has dealt 87 damage to Pandur.
Wow.
2 to Earth. Pandur used Spirit Force. Pandur has dealt 183 damage to Fodorminoid. Fodorminoid has been defeated. Shadow Warrior Virgil defeated. Defeating me won't help your little sissy, now will it? Obtain 794 gold.
No, but it'll get me closer. Okay, I'm gonna use
Daedalus Dust.
Daedalus Dust and get me out of here. And I will show you how to navigate this next area.
Shadow Kingdom.
Okay, you're down here. Listen for that teleport. Shit.
Shadow Kingdom.
And it's the hardest one to get through, but you won't have to deal with it anymore. You're gonna go east. Listen for these. Now you can get to the south wall if you want to. I don't. It's okay, though. Okay. That's how to get past those.
Save game. Game saved.
There's about a half a second where you can run past them. Save your game because you got guards in front of you. Just get close to... kind of along the east wall. If you get stopped, you'll get dumped at the beginning of this place where you first went in here.
Hey,
shit.
You know the
like
rules.
That.
Don't let me Shadow Kingdom.
So I'm gonna start over again because I already saved my game and I don't want to go all the way back through those traps.
Manamon is loading. Please wait.
Please wait. And sometimes what I do is I kind of, I'll get a little ways away from the east wall. Because... because that way I can hear him better. I got past the first one, he's behind me. I'm gonna save again. Things. Okay. You just kind of have to guess.
Save. Game saved.
Now you know you're good when you're on this path. And you're here.
Shadow Kingdom F2.
Okay. There's a machine. You're going to hear a bunch of stuff. But we are going to stop here.
Unknown exit gate.
Because it's just easier to stop here. This episode's a little bit shorter, but we've got a long way to go in this area, and so we're going to stop it here for now. And when we come back, we will most likely get to the part where the big boss battle happens. But we'll see where we go from there. So, until next time, goodbye.